KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Fred Francis. The final report of the Special 9/11 Commission says U.S. officials had several opportunities to disrupt the terrorists who were planning to carry out attacks, but that didn't happen. The co-chair, Thomas Kane, says the threat of more attacks is very real.
We have struck blows against the terrorists since 9/11. We have, we believe, prevented attacks on the homeland. We do believe we are safer today than we were in 9/11, but we are not safe.
The panel calls for a national coordinator to oversee all U.S. intelligence. Democratic presidential contender John Kerry says if the commission's ideas are not implemented soon and he's elected, he'll call an emergency summit to help make sure they are. Analysts say it's a bump in the road to economic recovery. The index of leading economic indicators fell 0.2% last month. It's an indication economic growth may not be as strong as some had hoped. I'm Fred Francis, NBC News Radio.
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 79 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A big beer merger today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 underneath Colorado Boulevard. Denver police cleaning up a minor collision there. Could be causing you some slowing to a certain degree. RTD Fast Tracks has the information. Everything else around town moving along in very, very good shape. Road construction project along Pena Boulevard at Jackson Gap Street. Detours are posted. Lane closures could affect your drive to the airport for the next few weeks. Learn the facts on Fast Tracks, attend any of the upcoming public hearings, or get informed by going to rtd-denver.com. Look for the Fast Tracks icon. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Coors and Molson are tying the knot. The companies announced a $6 billion merger today. Adolf Coors founded his brewery in Golden in 131 years ago, while Molson has been operating in Canada for 218 years. This report brought to you by Denver Center's Triple Espresso. The regional TV carrier, Altitude Sports and Entertainment, for the Avs and Nuggets, announced a multi-year deal to have their games carried by the Dish Network. Dish VP Eric Saul.
As of today, Dish Network is the only place where sports fans in the Denver metro area can get their Avs, Nuggets, and Mammoth games.
Jim Martin, the COO of Kroenke Sports Enterprises, Altitude's parent company, says the Avs and Nuggets games could still end up in a marriage with cable providers such as Comcast if the price is right. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry comes to Denver this afternoon and will be speaking at his birthplace tomorrow. That's the old Fitzsimmons Army Hospital in Aurora. Kerry and his running mate John Edwards are kicking off a 7-day, 6-city Freedom Trail tour leading up to next week's party convention in Boston. In sports, the Colorado Rockies play the second of two this afternoon in L.A. with Aaron Cook on the mound for the Rocks. They beat the Dodgers 6-5 last night. A triple jolt of craziness that crackles with energy, infectious fun for the whole family. See Triple Espresso, tickets at denvercenter.org or 893-4100. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
They say you learn something new every day.
Have you seen these toilets? They're ginormous!
Just be careful where you get your information. That's why we're here in Denver. AM 1150, KNRC.
If you're a guy that needs to lose weight but doesn't want to eat like a sissy, try Advanced Z-Carb. Z-Carb blocks the fat-causing carbs from the foods you love, like pizza, french fries, and beer, allowing you to lose weight fast. Listen to these Z-Carb users.
Before Z-Carb, 6 weeks ago I had a gut, but now look, no gut. I lost 25 pounds.
Atkins? Z-Carb helped me drop 4 belt notches in 3 weeks.
No starving, no killer workouts. I lost 30 pounds.
Forget the gimmicks and starvation diets. Z-Carb is an advanced doctor-recommended formula that uses natural ingredients to help you lose weight fast. Best of all, Z-Carb comes with a money-back guarantee.
Call now to try advanced Z-Carb, risk-free for 30 days at 888-201-1540. Ask how to receive a free supply with your purchase at 888-201-1540. Get your money back if you don't see dramatic results. Call 888-201-1540. That's 888-201-1540. 201-1540.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch from this afternoon until midnight. We're going to see scattered showers, isolated storms, a high of near 80. Now tonight, going to get chilly, cooler air moving into the region. Rain showers likely, scattered storms, our low 52. And the cool air sticking around, 65 our high tomorrow. Over 20 degrees below our average, which is 89. And we're looking at morning fog tomorrow as well. Cloudy, scattered showers and isolated storms. Saturday, patchy morning fog, cloudy, chance of showers and isolated storms, and a high of 70. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 79 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
There's something you give, yet it's something that can be taken. Something you spend, yet something you don't have enough of.
It's time.
At AM 1150 KNRC,
Denver's only locally owned and operated talk station,
we help you make the most of it. News, weather, traffic, talk.
Talk.
Time is on your side at AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock and joining us, and boy, there isn't a better day for him to join us. Later in the broadcast, former Senator Gary Hart with Warren Redman wrote a groundbreaking report that predicted 9/11 and post 9/11 told us what we had to do to be a safer country, not that we've paid much attention to it. He has a new book out called The Fourth Power, A Grand Strategy for the United States in the 21st Century, which his publishers failed to send us. So, or at least we haven't received it yet. But Gary Hart can certainly talk about terrorism issues. And here we are, the day when the 9/11 report has been released and is, you know, hundreds of pages long, and so people are just talking about the highlights of it right now, and the cable channels are filled with interviews with people like Senator John McCain right now. Joseph Lieberman is speaking, and there was a press conference earlier, and I got some of it, not all of it. I want to talk about that, but before I get there, I want to thank Teresa Masterton and everybody from the Highlands Ranch Democrats last night. They were a fabulous crowd. I have to say they were overflowing at the Highlands Ranch Library. There actually are Highlands Ranch Democrats. Many of you are listeners to the broadcast, and so that's pretty amazing. And so I got to meet people that only I know by their on-air names. Jerry from Parker was there. Sean from Littleton was there, who gave me a copy of his book, which I have here, and I'll mention it in just in a little while. I think I left it upstairs in my office. Also, let's see, Roger from Highlands Ranch was there, and a number of others of you, and it was, you guys were so wonderful to me. I really want to thank you. And I want to reiterate, I want to say a couple more things that it occurred to me as after it was way too late to share them, but I think I probably got the essence of it. We were talking about the importance of organizing, and the people who were at the Highlands Ranch Democratic meeting last night, it's like you're a talk radio caller. I have urged those of you who have never called me or any other talk show before to do it. It's a free phone call. I always say, you know, you could affect the dialogue. You could talk to more people than you'll meet in the whole rest of your life. I've said all of that. But the truth of the matter is also that the people who call a talk radio show are estimated to be less than 1% of the whole audience. And I was thinking about that figure when I saw the people at Highlands Ranch Democratic meeting last night. There was a good crowd in the room. The room was overflowing, so there were really a lot of people there. That was great. And these people are the, what do you want to call them, the change agents, like the 1%, the less than 1% of people who really get involved and do things and who seed the conversation because they're willing to go out there and do the work. And one of the other things, I wanted to say two things. First of all, I wanted to say we're all little rabbits. But together, we can do so much. You've got a huge power structure, but how many of these big and powerful people have been brought down by one whistleblower? Remember Sharon Watkins with Enron, who've been brought down by one Richard Clark, who've been brought down by just somebody who was persistent, who was focused, and who was going to get the job done. And all of us, you know, we're just little rabbits, but we're in there trying to nail down the democracy, keep it working. The other thing that I want to say is this. God bless Democrats. We are so used to having things customized for us. Do you want a latte? You want that with whipped cream or you want it without milk? Or do you want it the low fat? You want the high fat? What do you want? You want mocha? You want the ba-da, 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 ba-da. And so I heard discussion last night about, well, we like, some of us like Kucinich, which, and he was a great, he said really wonderful, powerful, very truthful, authentic things. But he was never going to get elected, so he could be a truth teller. He was in that role. But Democrats say, well, Kerry isn't this, and he's not that, and he doesn't have this, and, you know, he doesn't have that mocha, but he does have the espresso, and he doesn't have the high fat, but he has the low fat. And, you know, get over it. We can't customize. You can't customize. If you were one of the founding fathers or mothers where you didn't grow up with option glut, where you could have exactly what you want in your latte or in your sandwich or in your life, you know, God bless you. It's not how the universe works for most of the population of this planet. And I think this election is so serious, you have to say, look, I'm making a commitment to Kerry. I'm going to go for it. He may lack A, B, or C for me, or he may have too much of A, B, and C that I don't, you know, I'm not so fond of. But he's the guy, and I'm going to set aside any of my reservations, and we're just going to go for it. And if he isn't the one, once he's elected, we know he's going to be better than Bush. And once he's elected, if there's fine-tuning that's necessary, we can try that. If not, we can elect Hillary or so whoever else is going to be running the next time around. But Kerry will save the country more than Bush will. The thing I like to say is Bill Clinton screwed, you know, one or two or three or a handful. Bush is screwing all of us, Mr. Family Values. Screwing, we're all the screwies here. 303-382-1150. Make your commitment. Go to work. Be like the founding fathers and mothers of this country. There was a lot of hardship. They didn't, weren't used to getting exactly what they wanted, like we are. We're such a consumer society. You can get exactly. You want an automatic. You want a stick. You want this color. You want a metallic. You want a convertible. You want power this, power that. I mean, you want a CD. Forget it. This is the choice. It's the choice between saving the country and letting it go down the tubes. Really, I think it's that powerful a choice. Now, you might disagree with that, and I want to hear from you, 303-382-1150. And I want to reiterate what Bill Maher, that great sage and hound dog, has been saying, and that is that I know that likability is what gets people elected because a lot of people can't see through it and can't see beyond it. And Dickie is like, you know, he's amicable, he's amiable, he's good with people, he connects with them in a way that Kerry does not. But Kerry's smarter and he could do a better job. And we've got Edwards as the sidekick there to do the connecting with people's hearts. Kerry can connect with their heads. What do you think about that one? 303-382-1150. Get over the yuppie idea that you can have exactly what you want. You can't. But he's Kerry, I think, is a far better alternative than Dickie is, and it's going to be a horse race. Now, some days I think it's not going to be a horse race. Some days I think, God, most of the college kids I hear about, and my cousins are telling me about. I got a cousin in Tuscany who's just graduated from high school. She said, all the kids are going for Kerry. She'll be voting in her first election. All the kids are going for Kerry. Well, you know, maybe if she lived in a red state, she'd say all the kids are going for Bush. I don't know what she would say. So I don't think we can get complacent here. I think this is an impassioned race, and I think it's for the soul of this country. And I don't think that that's an overstatement. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. What are your thoughts about those observations? I'd like to hear what you have to say. And are you willing to work? And I got an email, too, last night from somebody who says that he's gay and he's not going to do anything for Kerry because Kerry hasn't come right out and said he was going to support gays as strongly as this my correspondent would have liked. So he's going to vote for Nader. I emailed him back. I said, you vote for Nader. Your vote for Nader is a vote for Dickey, is a vote for George Bush. Kerry will be more gay-friendly, I believe, than Dickey ever will. Dickey's using it to propel himself to another 4 years to bash the community and to be as homophobic as it's possible to be. It's like the last group you can get away with bashing, I guess, in this country. And he's doing it. So I think if you're part of the gay community, if you're in the gay, lesbian, transgender, you know, all those letters, BLT, I can't remember them all. But if you're in that community, I think you've got to work for what's in your interest. And you've got to get Kerry in there. You're going to do it in increments. So maybe Kerry isn't going to say the things that you want him to say exactly, but I think he's far more gay-friendly than Dickey is. 303-382-1150. So don't use it as an excuse to sit on your behind and do nothing and say, oh, well, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm so sorry about it. And you want, okay, here it is. The U.S. Army has long lured recruits with the slogan, be all you can be. Well, now soldiers and their families can receive plastic surgery, including breast enlargements, on the taxpayer's dime. Am I paying for boob jobs for the people going into the Army? Be all you can be. Why don't they have a brain enlargement instead of a breast enlargement? Oh, well, I know why. Because soldiers are not allowed to be smarter than the president. That's why. Am I paying for penis enlargements, too, if they go into the military? Be all you can pec implants? I mean, what am I paying for in the military? Lipo? What is it? Botox injections? I'm not paying for anybody's boob jobs in the military. I can't believe that the military is allowing it. Unless it's a medical reconstruction or something from some kind of surgery. But am I paying for breast enlargements? God, I hope not. I'm taking that money back from the Pentagon. 303-382-1150. Sam, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well, Sam.
You know, this is a breath of fresh air. I never even think they had a liberal station here. Or somebody that could hear
my own. How did you find us, by the way?
It was in the paper. My wife turned the papers on. I mean, we looked in the newspaper, and there it was. It said a liberal station, 1150.
Oh, you saw Liz's picture in the Rocky
right.
Mountain News yesterday, wearing the T-shirt that she made. Isn't that, wasn't that clever?
Oh, beautiful.
She did a great job.
You know,
took a lot of work.
I thought I was the only man. You know, all you hear is these. Radical station, these right-wing neocons. And to me, you know, I don't, they're trying to doctor this thing up, but I tell you what I say. Bush lied and getting all these kids over there killed up for nothing.
That's right. I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, that's just the way it is to me.
And who's going to do the fighting? Are the kids of the Congress and Senate going to do the fight? I don't think so.
Bush's daughter's not over there.
No, they're busy sticking. They're busy tonguing the press.
That's right. None of his nephews or nobody's over there fighting, but these poor kids.
That's right.
And losing their lives for nothing.
For nothing is exactly right. You don't want to tell that to their families, but that is exactly the truth of it.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you, I'm voting for Kerry. We need a change in this White House.
Are you doing anything in the community, Sam?
I'm trying everything I can.
Are you trying to organize, register, get people to?
Yes, I'm trying.
Into the press.
What happened? I got disabled a while, so you know, I'm trying to get out, you know, and do some things.
Can you work the phones, maybe?
Yes, I'm going to try to do the phones and everything I can do, because this is the most crucial election in our life.
I think you're right about that.
I got one more thing to say, and I'll let you go, but one thing that I cannot visualize in my mind, everybody out here that's working, these middle-class people talking about the Republicans, where are their heads at?
The Wall Street Journal did a very powerful story the other day, and I haven't had a chance to get to it, talking about how the richest Americans are doing so well, and the middle class and the poor Americans are not. And there's a huge, huge gap. Luxury hotel sales booming, all kinds of luxury goods sales booming, but other people waiting 4 years just to get a raise from their hourly wage. So,
oh, I got another one for you. I just got my okay on my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting all of my back pay for 5 years. I got to pay $30,000 for this war. They're cutting off. I don't get hardly none of my back pay. Disabled. Almost putting my house went into foreclosure. I got that out. Thank God. But I'm saying the rich people out here, like Kerry's saying, the top 2%. Why can't these middle class and poor people wake up?
That's the question. You wonder where the sense of outrage is, and you wonder where the sense of self-interest is, where people say, look, I want to vote my self-interest, but they're not doing it. They're willing to vote in favor of rich people getting richer. Sam, I'm wishing you all the best, and I hope you call us again.
I will.
Thank you. 303-382-1150. Mike in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Mike.
I totally agree with you. This election is very important because the... It's really a class warfare. It's the corporate ruling class is about halfway done with taking over the country since Bush got elected, changing bankruptcy laws, changing labor laws, changing environmental laws.
Changing environmental laws, that's right.
And the tax cuts are just a joke. And if they get another 4 years without even having to do the pretext of pleasing anybody because they don't have to get reelected, they'll ram through stuff that just make curl your hair.
Not only that, I want you to think two words, even if you think you got a choice here between Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Think judicial appointments. You're probably going to have several Supreme Court vacancies because you've got an elderly Supreme Court population in the next in the next 4 years. So you're going to be stuck with people that are going to be in there for decades. It isn't only four more years of this same corrupt crew. It is people who will be in there for decades, and not only the Supreme Court. You have the federal courts. You have the appellate courts. You have, so on. So you don't want that kind of a legacy. We're going to be stuck with it for a long time.
Well, what they're doing is Congress passes laws that says everything has to go to federal court, and then when they pack the benches with people who absolutely will not rule for the rights of the people, you're not going to get a fair shake in federal court, and you can't go to state court because Congress passes laws like if your health insurance doesn't pay for treatment and you get sick or die, your only remedy is in federal court.
Well, they've also limited, remind me about that, but they're limiting your ability to sue for the kind of treatment that you should have had for your HMO. You can't recover. Maybe you'll get the treatment, but you can't get the damages for the period of time when you were denied treatment. I'll look at the details. I've forgotten exactly what they are, but it's a subtle thing, but it's a very important thing as far as your health is concerned.
Well, I'll tell you the way it works is if you say you got a mammogram and your insurance company wouldn't approve it, or a chest X-ray and they wouldn't approve it, and it showed lung cancer, and you ended up dying because your health insurance company wouldn't pay for a chest X-ray, you could sue for the cost of the chest X-ray, $150, but that's all your life's worth. You cannot sue the health insurance company. That's Congress, and even that's in the federal court. So they're taking away right and left from
they can't
countries.
Do it without our complicity. And if we're willing to roll over and say, rape me, then I guess we deserve what we get. But this is why everybody has got to get involved.
I agree with you, and I agree with your last caller that the middle class, it is not in their interest to vote Republican. It is not. It might be from a religious point of view, but it's not from an economic point of view.
You are absolutely right about that, Mike. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Mike in Wheat Ridge. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, yeah. I heard that fellow talk about he just got on disability and that they're trying to say he can't get his $30,000 back pay. Well, he ought to see a lawyer right away, and don't let them get away with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
Sam, if you're listening, go see a lawyer.
I heard you, I guess, a couple of months ago. I was when Richard Clark was testifying, and I turned on the radio and up and down the dial, and everybody was bashing him. And then I heard you, and I thought, wow, somebody that's intelligent. And actually, because I like Richard Clark. I saw him about 2 years ago on Frontline, with that program about the man who knew, the FBI man, O'Neill,
right.
That knew about the...
Richard Clark has written a really powerful book that Hollywood, I think, is pretty interested in. Mike, I thank you very much for the good advice. I hope Sam is listening to it and call us again. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. And I want to tell you, if you are enjoying this program, and if you're finding it what some listeners refer to as a breath of fresh air from what you usually get on the dial, tell your friends. Tell your friends about it. Don't just keep it to yourself. If anyone issues a pop quiz and they want to know what you're listening to, this is what you're listening to. AM 1150 KNRC, Enid Live, noon to 3. I am, as I've said earlier, before, one of a handful of non-conservative hosts in the whole country. And it looks like I'm going to be on Air America this weekend, too, on the Laura Flanders Show in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour Mountain Time. So if you are an Air America listener, it's airamericaradio.com. We only can get it on the net here in Denver because they don't have a local radio station outlet. I invite you to listen. But as I said yesterday, here you have Walmart across the way, Clear Channel. They are starting two liberal stations because suddenly they're realizing that there's a big hunger for it. Air America has been really successful. They're not making a lot of money, but they are beginning to make an inroads in the ratings. And Al Franken, in an important demographic, beat Bill O'Reilly in the most recent trends. So you've got that going on, and so you've got Clear Channel starting a station in Miami that's liberal, and it already has one going in Portland, Oregon, that is liberal. And as I said yesterday, my show is the most popular local show on the station, and sometimes it's even more popular than Bill O'Reilly, which is a syndicated show. So clearly something is happening. There is some kind of something is going on here where people are starting to wake up and realize that they've been able to be asleep for quite a while, that they've been living in a bubble of peace and prosperity for quite a while, and this is pre-9/11, and we haven't had to do anything. We, you know, our leaders took care of it. Everything seemed to go fine. We could get jobs if we needed them, and we were all doing all right, you know, give or take. And then suddenly it's all changed, and we have a leadership that's not benign. It pretends to be benign. George W. Dickey Bush pretends to be amiable, but in fact he's petulant, he is limited, he's incurious, and he is incompetent. And this is a crew that is utterly corrupt, and yet they have paraded themselves as being macho and tough. They're actually quite weak. And they're actually, their decisions when Cheney ran Halliburton, unsuccessful. He threw the company into massive debt and lawsuits. And he's supposed to be so experienced and know how to do everything so right. If you do the opposite of what he suggests, they've done an analysis of his decisions. His decisions are usually bad decisions. So if you do the opposite of what he recommends, you have a greater chance of succeeding. 303-382-1150. If you've never called a talk radio show before, if you've never called my show before, consider doing it. You could affect the dialogue. You will be heard. You will talk to more people than you meet in the whole rest of your life. And guess what? At no extra charge, a free phone call. I'm Edith Goldstein, and this is AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush Alternative. Edith Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm having dreams again. Dreams I haven't had since I was a child. Great big dreams with glorious adventures and stunning achievements. In my dreams are all the people who have ever loved me, reminding me that I can achieve anything. I'm having dreams again, and the hero of my dreams is me.
The Women's College at the University of Denver gives working women like you the opportunity to reinvent your career and follow your dreams. You can earn a full DU degree by taking classes every other weekend from DU professors at our new state-of-the-art Chambers Center. Call 303-871-6848 to fulfill your dreams in a true university setting, or visit womenscollege.du.edu.
Don't wait another day to reinvent your career. Download an application at womenscollege.du.edu.
Velcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Velcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Velcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Velcaro offers 1.5-ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Velcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at velcaro.com.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You're right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
I thought I was the only man. You know, all you hear is these radical station, these right wing neocons, and to me, you know, I don't. They're trying to doctor this thing up, but I tell you what I say: Bush lied and getting all these kids over there killed up for nothing.
That's right. I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, that's just the way it is to me.
I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business Radio. The Dow is down 7 points, the Nasdaq higher by 6. Stocks are slumping this hour in sluggish trading following a disappointing report from the Conference Board. Its index of leading economic indicators dropped 0.2% in June. Putting that together with recent reports on hiring and retail sales suggests the economy paused a bit last month. A slowdown in economic activity has been pushing down mortgage rates. 30-year fixed loans are below 6% for the first time in 3 months. But homebuyers should make their move now. Economists don't expect rates to stay at this level for long. OPEC wants to keep crude prices where they are, so it's boosting production 5%. Crude oil futures in New York are higher on the news, trading at about $41.40 a barrel. And another beer merger is brewing. Coors and Molson want to combine their mid-sized breweries into a powerhouse that will compete against the world's beer giants. John Lesher, CNBC Business Radio.
Best omelet I've ever had. Must take highly developed skills. Skills I could learn. Special ways of cracking the eggs, moving the whisk. Maybe I could take a leave of absence. Just tell the boss I'm devoting myself to the omelet arts.
There's a time to let your mind go wherever it wants. It's called free time. And in the delicious spaces of Hyatt, it's well worth collecting. With Gold Passport's faster free nights, earn a free night at Hyatt Worldwide after every 2 stays when you pay with MasterCard through September 30th. For details, visit goldpassport.com.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
Knowledge. Truth. Information. Get it from the Denver talk show host you trust, Jimmy, Enid, and Doug. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:34 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Later in the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Senator Gary Hart, which is a perfect day. I can't think of a better day to have him join us, because the 9/11 report was released today amidst a great deal of controversy and questions, and we're going to get to that. We're talking about politics right now. We're talking about how important this election is, and a couple pieces of housekeeping. I want to let you know that Joe Trippi, who was the genius behind Howard Dean's Meteoric Rise, he's going to be joining us live tomorrow in studio. On Monday, Bill Press is going to be joining us. His new book, Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why George W. Bush Doesn't Deserve a Second Term. And he, you know Bill Press, of course, from CNN and from MSNBC. And Tuesday, a great popular author, Sue Grafton, is going to be joining us live in studio on Tuesday. She's got a brand new book, and she's done the Alphabet series. You know, her newest book is R is for Ricochet. So she'll be joining us live in studio on Tuesday. A couple other things I want to... I want to wish my good friend Dana Crawford a happy birthday. Today's the day, I think. So we're gonna figure out some way to celebrate. And I also want to, Sean from Littleton, who's otherwise known as Sean Sheely, has written a book called Corruption and Cover-Ups of the Bush White House Unmasked. So he gave me a copy of the book, and I haven't had a chance to go through it, but I told him that I would mention it on the air. He's one of our listeners. We always like to promote our listeners. 303-382-1150. Barry, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Barry.
I was wondering...
Oh, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
I was wondering what your source was for this supposed drop in the spot load on KOA from 24 to 12 minutes an hour.
Well, it's a national story. It's not just KOA. It's maybe they haven't instituted it yet, or maybe they're going to institute it.
They haven't. I can tell you.
You
that.
Can tell. Okay, because it's a national story that Clear Channel is going to cut the commercial clutter on its stations, and I don't have the exact figures, but it seems like they were at a high. Of, oh,
24
I don't know,
minutes an hour.
28, I thought I
really?
Saw.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Which, when you think about it, almost half the hour is devoted to commercials.
Well, gee, wouldn't that be kind of cutting their revenues down by more than
Well,
half?
What they're going to do is they're going to cut the number of spots but charge more for them because now you're in a more rarefied environment.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's what it was being reported.
Do you have any idea when this will begin?
I don't, but I know it was announced and it was widely reported.
And what was your source on that?
Darling, every newspaper in town.
Oh, okay.
Do I look like the reference librarian, Barry? Go call the library. Go
right,
Google it.
Geez, already. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to the Gary Hart interview. He's always good.
Yeah, he is always good. Thanks for calling, Barry. I appreciate it. 303-382-1150. I mean, come on. Here's the other thing about Googling stuff. You Google stuff, and you don't get a fraction of what you need when you go to the library. When you go to the library, you can get way more stuff, and I think libraries and reference librarians are becoming a little bit extinct. And Jordan Lyles just brought my attention to something here. We haven't a couple of things I want to share with you before we go on to the 9/11 report. I want to talk about the editorial in today's Denver Post on Denver Health. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll share that with you in a moment. But we're looking here. We are located at 18th and Lawrence. And across the street from us is Skyline Park, which goes on for several blocks. And Lawrence Halperin, who is one of the most distinguished landscape designers, he's done some of the major commissions in Washington, D.C. He's now, I believe, in his 80s. He lives in Marin County in California, and his wife is a well-known dancer, Anna Halperin. And he did Skyline Park originally, and I don't know when that was. I'm going to guess in the 60s sometime, but maybe it was a little bit earlier than that. And it became a haven for kids, druggies. It was a difficult, you know, however wonderful it was. I would not have wanted to walk there on that side of the street by myself. First of all, you couldn't walk on that side of the street. There was no sidewalk as a pedestrian, and there were plenty of times that I tried. And secondly, at night, you didn't want to get anywhere near it because the way it was configured, as those of you who are longtime Denver residents would know, is things could happen to you if you walked through there at night and nobody would be able to see it from the street. So it wasn't safe if you were a single woman walking by yourself. And so what the city decided to do is change it. I don't know what the process was. Now, I've heard some dissent and discussion that Lawrence Halperin should have been considered, that he should have made suggestions, that nobody consulted him. I really don't know if that's true or if it isn't true. But here he was, a distinguished designer of it, who could have maybe modified it and made changes. Instead, they're doing something completely new. The stories I've heard is that the person doing it is sort of on the mediocre side, but I don't know if that's true or not. I probably shouldn't retail that. In any event, God bless our Jordan Lyles, who keeps us afloat here and is part of an integral member of our team, which is Jordan, Joe, and me. And he gets an assessment for which he doesn't even know he's going to have to pay for his portion of this thing for like the tune of $120.33. He's got to pay for this new park, which is still, you're smelling the manure, so they're still getting it together. I'm assuming it's going to be more user friendly because it's not so much of a canyon as the old park was. And maybe you could walk through it at night and not feel like you're in unsafe territory. I don't know. But he gets this assessment, and I said, are you sure this is a real assessment? And sure enough, he brings it in, and it looks like it's a real assessment. He doesn't remember telling him that he was in favor of this thing. So anybody who knows anything about this, we'd love to hear from you. 303-382-1150. I mean, do you get to vote on this? Or is it, you know, they decide and you got to pay for it? Is that the story? We decide, you pay. It's like Fox News. We distort, you decide. 303, and then we call it fair and balanced. 303-382-1150. So if anybody knows about this, is this going to be a nice park, do you think? Will it be better than the last one? Is it going to be on the mediocre side? Is that just a snide comment from people who are being snide about Lawrence Halprin's work being torn down? I mean, what's the story here? And when are they going to finish this thing? When are they supposed to be finished? The grand opening is today with the at 1:15, but it didn't look finished yesterday. I mean, it's really, did they finish it? When I passed by there yesterday, it was a mess. Jordan says, come here. Can you come in here in this? Oh, no, we can't. We got to go to a news break. Can you tell me right now? Can you get, all right, we're going to put you on the air here,
can
Jordan.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. This is Jordan Lyles, who keeps us on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
So how is there going to be a grand opening today when yesterday it was a complete mess and all you could smell was the manure?
I know. Well, I don't know what it is, but they opened up the first side and all looks good. I actually walked through it yesterday. And
which part? Is it by us? Is the part by us still finished yet?
I don't know, but I looked at it today and they have the fences down and everything like that, and they had all the downtown workers working on it and getting it all looking good for Hickenlooper's.
Yeah, they got artificial flowers today. There. Or is it real flowers?
Pretty much, and they put up these.
And then the homeless sleep on the steam grates right across, from, right next, adjacent to it.
And they put up these kind of like flags that just. For whatever reason, they're kind of like spaced like 5 feet apart, and they fly all over the place, and they're getting caught in the trees. And
what are they flags of?
They're just flags, and they have like banners. It's just a banner of color.
Is that permanent, or is it just in honor of the opening?
It's permanent.
And they're getting caught in the trees?
In the trees, and you know what? I was like, they put this up yesterday, and I walked through it the day where they didn't have them up, and it was just better. It looked better. It looked more appeasing. Looked more park-esque.
Serene and a place where you really could.
Bright colored flags spaced out every 5 feet. And
so, are you saying you like this?
No, I don't like the flags or anything like that. But I mean,
but does the park look good?
The park looks good. I mean,
it looks a lot better than the last.
It looks a lot better than what it was.
Okay, I take back that remark that I was. All right, I sound too snide. I got to check it out. Well, you better like this thing. It's going to cost you $120.33.
Yeah, she's like, I just called over there. She's like, you can pay $10 for the next 20 years. I said, excuse me?
$10 a month?
$10 a month.
Do they charge you interest?
It would come out to that same $120.
Over the next 20 years?
Yeah.
Well,
ridiculous, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about this, Jordan. Maybe somebody can explain it to us. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:43, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees now. Coors and Molson have struck a deal. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
And before we check the roads, will pass along an unconfirmed report of a funnel cloud around Colfax in Yosemite. This coming from a Denver police officer to us. So use caution in East Denver. Sounds like a rather nasty lightning storm out by the airport as well. May cause you some temporary delays on flights. Zantex 3 has the information. As far as traffic is concerned, a couple of problems off the freeways. One at 63rd and the Longmont Diagonal Highway. That's an injury accident. Also an injury accident at the 11,800 block of Bromley Lane. That's in Brighton. Should have that one cleaned up in just a few minutes. Most powerful diet pill in America is Zantex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Available at stores nationwide or log on to Zantex3.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Adolf Coors Company and Golden is merging with Canada's Molson Incorporated. The companies announced the $6 billion merger today. The combined company will rank as the fifth largest brewer in the world. Coors has been operating since 1873, while Molson has been in business since 1786. This report brought to you by Subway. Altitude Sports and Entertainment, the regional TV carrier of the Avs and Nuggets, have struck a deal, a multi-year deal, to have their games carried by Dish Network, which will bring the games to Altitude's 10-state coverage area. So far, no deal with cable providers, but the COO of Kroenke Sports Enterprises, Altitude's parent company, says if the price is right, they could still work a deal with providers such as Comcast. The owner of a house that exploded in El Paso County is still missing. The man experimented with rockets, and El Paso County deputies say they've been to the house before for smaller blasts. The owner's wife thinks he might have been in the house when the place went up yesterday. Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for only $11.99 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 12:45.
Aren't you tired of all the clutter on the other talk stations?
Did you hear that?
Does it seem like they have any time to talk issues? The answer is no. Keep it here on Denver's premier talk station, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, cloudy with widespread thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Some heavy rain likely in some spots. Cloudy tonight, rain showers likely, scattered thunderstorms this evening. Rain likely after midnight as well, some heavy rain in spots too. Areas of fog after midnight, low 50s for tonight's temperature. Cloudy tomorrow, maybe some fog in the morning. Rain showers as well, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high only in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy and 77. Now KNRC News Time is 12:47. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at B Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters need to treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House. Then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:48 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and this is the best day in the world to have Senator Gary Hart on. And I have to be careful how I say those two words together. He will be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, 303-382-1150, and he is an expert on terrorism. And with Warren Redman was part of a very distinguished panel that warned about 9/11 in advance and has tried to warn about what we can do to keep 9/11 from happening. And for those of you who say we're safer now than we were before, all I have to say to you is, look, we never had a terrorist attack doing nothing before 9/11. So that's not a, you know, saying that it hasn't happened is not a very, it's not a convincing argument. It's not an argument that really works. Here is the 9/11 panel soft peddling the blame. Richard Clark, former counterterrorism czar of the Clinton and Bush administrations and now a consultant for ABC News, said on ABC's Good Morning America that the commission, the 9/11 commission, avoided controversy. To get unanimity, he says, they didn't talk about a number of things, like what effects the war in Iraq is having on our battle against terrorism. Did the president pay any attention to terrorism during the first 9 months of his administration? The controversial things, the controversial criticisms of the Clinton administration as well as the Bush administration simply are not there. What they didn't do is say that the country is actually not safer now than it was then because of the rise in terrorism after our invasion of Iraq. So Richard Clark is essentially saying that we are less safe now, exactly what I have been saying. We are much more vulnerable now because we've gone into Iraq probably, as it turns out, if we can believe the emerging information, we probably should have gone into Iran if we were going anywhere. They're the ones who really had a connection with Al-Qaeda and apparently a substantial connection with Al-Qaeda, not Iraq. But Iraq was easy to do, and Iran isn't. And so as a result, we've gone into the wrong country. We need money to continue to fight the war in Iraq. We don't have that money. We don't know where we're going to get that money exactly. So this is what's going on now. And the Republicans are hoping to defer the conversation by concentrating on Sandy Berger and what he did and didn't take, and as though this were all his fault. The unanimous final report of the 9/11 Commission will sharply criticize Congress for failing in its role as overall watchdog over the nation's intelligence agencies and will call for wholesale changes in the way that lawmakers and others briefed on the panel's findings said on Wednesday. People who went to the briefings said proposals to revise congressional oversight would be among dozens of sweeping recommendations aimed at preventing future attacks. What everybody is saying is this: Congress doesn't want to give up control. The intelligence agencies really don't want to give up their control. The appointment of one intelligence czar, for a better word, I think is putting too much power into one person's hands. And yet, when you become a member of the intelligence community, your tendency is not to share any information except on a need-to-know basis. So there is, you know, the FBI and the CIA have had an historic rivalry going on with each other. There were things that the FBI knew. There were things that the CIA knew. Nobody put them together to make the bigger picture, and a lot of the information didn't get to where it could have gone in order to have prevented 9/11. And Congress, you know, which rolled over and played dead and gave Bush the authority to go to war. They didn't vote for the war, but they gave him the authority to go to war. I mean, the 9/11 panel is said to sharply fault the role of Congress. Well, the report is something like close to 600 pages. And so it's going to take a while for people to go through it and see what's actually in it. But I'd like to have your thoughts. And again, I want to say what I said yesterday. I think that the Bush administration is far more culpable than the Clinton administration, because the failure of imagination that the 9/11 framers are talking about is that nobody could conceive that anybody would do anything. It would be like something out of a book, that a novel, fiction, Tom Clancy, somebody. That they would fly these airplanes into the World Trade Center. Nobody would have thought that that could be possible on our shores. Maybe they would have done something to us overseas, but not here and not in this way. And when you see the video of these people going through security and the bells are set off, and they set off two and three times and they still make it through security, they figured out they could get a 4-inch knife through but not a 6-inch knife through. And somebody said it was Leatherman. That those Leatherman tool accessories, that's what I heard one report identifying, what we have called the box cutters, but apparently it was like that. And remember the Argenbright security people, that many of them had felony records, remember? That's what was standing between you and terrorism. And they wanded them, and, well, they waved them on through. You know, the bells went off two times, three times in some cases. Well, they waved them on through. Do you see the video that has been released? 303-382-1150. I believe that once it happened and we saw that it was possible and it devastated us, not only for the lives lost, but the fact that we are vulnerable and it could happen here and we are not exempt like other countries have. We are like other countries. We have experienced firsthand this kind of thing. in our, and which we never had really before. Suddenly, the Bush administration should have awakened itself, should have bestirred itself, and actually tried to make this country safer, and they have done virtually nothing. They're going to fight a war that was irrelevant, that has drained us of lives, that has altered lives irretrievably on the other side and on our side, and has cost billions and billions of dollars, and is a money sinkhole, and they need $65 billion more, and where are they going to get it to keep even keep it going for a few more months longer? And that's what we've done. And we've made ourselves incredibly vulnerable. If that reason, if for no other, you've got to get rid of this administration. They have sold us down the river in every way possible. 303-382-1150. They've made the universe safer for Halliburton. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get MapsCo or get lost. MapsCo's Denver Regional Street Atlas keeps you current with Denver's rapid growth, plus saves time and money. Buy yours at MapsCo Map and Travel Center, 8th and Lincoln.
I see jugglers, masseuses, and living statues. I smell amazing Italian, Mexican, Indian, and Chinese food. I see you at Denver Performing Arts Complex, dancing to the jazz sounds of Hazel Miller Band. I see you at Savor the Night.
Join the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce, Coors Brewing Company, and Tarot Card Readers at the 4th Annual Outdoor Evening of Food and Entertainment, Friday night, August 6th from 6 to 10. Tickets are $35 in advance, $45 at the door.
Join Hazel Miller at the 4th Annual Savor the Night. The evening will be filled with live jazz while you feast on the finest food from 20 of Denver's top restaurants. The Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce and Coors Brewing Company sponsor this savory evening at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, Friday, August 6th, 6 to 10. All for one low price. To support local charities such as Safe House Denver, the Women's Bean Project, and The Gathering Place. Go to www.cwcc.org for more information.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
AutoZone has sizzling hot prices on your favorite motor oils. Exxon Superflow conventional motor oil, only 99 cents a quart. Castrol conventional motor oil, $1.49 a quart at AutoZone today.
That sucking sound you hear is our competitors sucking local dollars right to San Antonio or Atlanta. That's why when you listen to them, there is clutter, interrupted by occasional programming. Not here. Not here. Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away. Locally owned AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. More talk, less clutter. AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Bush administration should have awakened itself, should have bestirred itself, and actually tried to make this country safer, and they have done virtually nothing. They're going to fight a war that was irrelevant, that has drained us of lives, that has altered lives irretrievably on the other side and on our side, and has cost billions and billions of dollars, and is a money sinkhole, and they need $65 billion more, and where are they going to get it to keep even keep it going for a few more months longer?
Holy cow, what a beautiful day for these Talk All-Stars.
Batting first, mornings, it's Jimmy Lakey.
Way to start the game.
Next in middays, Enid Goldstein gives Wash a run for his money. And a lot of money that is.
What a power hitter.
Batting third is Doug Kellett.
He's been strong all season.
And batting fourth is Michael Reagan. The All-Stars of Denver Talk Radio is on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's a hit!
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:58 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Senator Gary Hart will be joining us, the expert on terrorism. And I can't think of a better guest to have on the day that the 9/11 report is finally released, the official report, although it's about close to 600 pages, so it's going to take us a while to get through it. But We are reading highlights from that Congress is sharply at fault, that they soft-pedaled the blame, that they haven't come right out to say that the country is actually not safer now than it was then because of the rise in terrorism after our invasion of Iraq. You know, maybe Bush is so dyslexic he really meant Iran, but, you know, that last letter there got lost in the shuffle and it became Iraq. What do you think? To gain unanimity, Richard Clark said on Good Morning America today, they didn't talk about a number of things, like what effect the war in Iraq is having on our battle against terrorism. Did the president pay any attention to terrorism during the first 9 months of his administration? No, he was busy taking vacations. Are you kidding? He was chopping wood. He was clearing the brush, which he should have been clearing the weeds from his brain, but apparently that was too much effort. 303-382-1150, two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. It's my contention that the Bush administration is more culpable than the Clinton administration, because under Clinton we couldn't even conceive of this. And once it happened, the Bush administration should have kicked itself into gear. Two more hours of Enid Live right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. The final report of the 9/11 Commission doesn't blame either President Bush or President Clinton for not doing enough to prevent the terrorist attacks. But it says there were plenty of missed opportunities. Commission co-chairman Thomas Kane says there's lots of blame to go around.
This was a failure of policy, management, capability, and above all, a failure of imagination.
The panel suggests creating a new position to oversee U.S. intelligence gathering. President Bush was given a copy of the report this morning, says he looks forward to studying it. NBC News has learned U.S. officials are trying to find out if a bomb may be on board a merchant ship off the coast of Delaware. It's been quarantined at sea for a search. And apparently not all the spectators at the Tour de France are fans of Lance Armstrong. The American cyclist says some of them have booed and spat on him as he rode by. Armstrong said that actually makes him pedal harder. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
If you've been waiting for a sign, it's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 90 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Mayor John Hickenlooper today delivered his first State of the City address. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Of I-25 onto 84th Avenue at this hour. Air National Guard has the information. It's a rollover accident that is blocking east and westbound 84th Avenue over top of I-25. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene, including a medical helicopter. And authorities are trying to keep traffic down on the highway until they can get that accident cleaned up. Everything else around town moving along in fairly good shape. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job, you bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Call 1-800-2-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper says during his first year, his administration has done a lot of good things.
Our first year was characterized by action, purpose, a strong sense of urgency, endless energy,
and cheaper parking meters.
That last item drew some laughs from people gathered to hear Hickenlooper deliver his first ever State of the City address this morning. This report brought to you by True.com. A 4-year-old girl who had been reported missing earlier today in Westminster was found safe and sound inside her family's apartment about 45 minutes after she had disappeared. Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar and attorneys general from 31 other states have reached a settlement with three of the nation's largest wireless telephone carriers. The companies agreed to provide better customer service and response, along with a list of other improvements. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a 2-game series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Sean Estes will be on the mound for the Rocks. True.com is the site of choice for intelligent singles. Their True Compatibility Test is the only one endorsed by Psychology Today, and that's true. True.com. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Forget two-way, next day, and overnight. The fastest delivery system on the planet.
Word of mouth.
Is Talk Radio, AM 1150 KNRC.
The Arvada Center presents Das Barbecue, a saucy musical comedy on the range, June 29th to July 25th in the Indoor Theater. This witty tale of love and greed follows mismatched lovers and generations of feuding families on a quest for a magical ring in the land of Texas. Five actors play over 30 outrageous characters, from cowboys and river maidens to dwarves and spinster triplets. The music is Texas-flavored Broadway and Western swing, with fun songs like Hog Tie Your Man and Making Guacamole. So get your tickets today and sit yourself down and enjoy some barbecue. Call 720-898-7200. That's 720-898-7200. Or go online to ArvadaCenter.com. That's ArvadaCenter.com. Das Barbecue is presented in partnership with Commercial Federal Bank. Located just 2.5 miles north of I-70 on Wadsworth, the Arvada Center is closer than you think.
I'm Jennifer Naramore with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Approaching frontal boundary, causing some problems this afternoon into tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely with locally heavy rain. And we do have a flash flood watch in effect until midnight from the National Weather Service. The risk of rainfall will continue for tomorrow with a much cooler high of 63. For the Weather Channel, I'm Jennifer Naramore on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mostly cloudy and 77 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And on this day, when the 9/11 report is officially released, we will be joined by Senator Gary Hart in the next hour. And I can't think of a better guest on a day like today. He is somebody who has literally written the reports on terrorism. He's one with Warren Rudman, part of a very distinguished bipartisan commission, who predicted 9/11, who's written a follow-up report on what we can do to make the country safer that the administration has ignored. They have ignored the report before 9/11, and I believe that they've ignored most of the recommendations in the post-9/11 report. We'll be talking with Gary Hart in the 2 o'clock hour. We've been talking about the 9/11 report. It's about 600 pages. I want to clear up a couple of things. The number I had was wrong. The U.S. military spent most of the $65 billion that Congress approved for fighting the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now they're scrambling to find not $65 billion, but $12.3 billion so that they can keep everything going until the end of the fiscal year. $12.3 billion. It has been a money sinkhole in Iraq, and what have we gotten for it except to increase our vulnerability? What a horrible cost-to-benefit ratio. Also, I want to talk about the Post editorial today. Questions linger after Denver Health probe. This is their lead editorial in today's Denver Post. Hospital officials say they finished in the investigation of paramedic abuses, but sketchy public report does not create confidence that the problems have been fixed. Exactly right. They say, as was a real perky, upbeat report, they say that they are fixing everything. They don't want any kind of external investigation. It's all an internal thing. The people who've caused the problems have been part of the investigation. I think And I think that they need more accountability. We need to, there needs to be more transparency at Denver Health. Paramedics at Denver Health Medical Center respond to 66,000 emergency calls each year and end up transporting patients in 47,000 of those cases. It's a busy operation. All the more reason for a vigorous response to reports of abuse that recently gave the otherwise top-notch facility a black eye. The Post says, we are not satisfied that adequate steps are being taken to get back on course. Hospital administrators responded quickly when a former employee brought the allegations of abuse to the surface. Disciplinary action was meted out, and there were worthwhile reforms of policies and procedures. However, an external review of the problem would have been worthwhile. In addition, Denver health officials are withholding whatever information they gleaned from their internal investigation. So what they've done is they put a real perky public relations face on this thing, but we don't really know what has been done. The fact that this problem has existed for many years there says to me that there is an ingrained culture that a few weeks' worth of investigating is not going to easily root out. And it tells me that the people in charge of Denver Health, the management there, have not been doing their jobs. It's not like this is something new and it just came to their attention. Everybody in Denver has known about it. There have been many scandals. Two major hospitals suspended allowing their people to train at Denver Health in paramedic and EMT work. So clearly, and this was in the late 90s, people have come forward to say that people are rolled when they call an ambulance for Denver Health. That is, their pockets are picked by paramedic and EMT technicians. We don't want to smear all of them, but 17 of them or so, 15, 16, 17 of them, have been fired and or disciplined in this process. That's a pretty high number, wouldn't you say? There's a whole culture there. And we have callers who say they're not paid as well as other paramedics and EMTs, so are they getting the bottom of the barrel? Are they getting top paramedics and EMTs? Again, I'm asking the questions. I'm not making the allegations. Anybody wants to comment on this? 303-382-1150. Anybody's had any firsthand experience? Are you satisfied with this report, which is sort of shallow and surfacey and filled with public relations bonhomie? 303-382-1150. And then you have a prison. This is the Crowley County Prison, and it is run by a private group. You don't want to privatize these prisons. You don't want to privatize the schools. You don't want to privatize medicine, and I'll tell you why you don't want to do that. Because when you do it, however noble they are when they start out, what always happens is that profit is the bottom line. It's always the bottom line. They'll cut whatever corner it takes. These companies, like Corrections Corporations of America, they're publicly traded companies. So what they care about is their stock prices. They care about what Wall Street says, and they don't necessarily care about doing the job right. 303-382-1150. You may wish to comment. If you are Hispanic, the latest poll tells us that Hispanics prefer John Kerry 2-1 over Dickey. The findings spell trouble for Bush's goal to top the 35% showing in 2000. Also, black voters polled favor Kerry nearly 8-1. So thank goodness for that. And I hope the gay community, gay, bisexual, transgender, lesbian, BLT, whatever all the initials are, I hope you guys get with it and go for your interests. Kerry may not be 100%, but he's certainly more gay-friendly than Dickey is, and he won't use it to get himself reelected like Dickey is doing. And what Dickey's doing, even though that constitutional amendment banning gay marriages is not going to succeed, what it does is it fans homophobia. What it does is it makes the world less safe for anybody who's gay. So I want you to think about that and get off your behinds and get with it and start to register people and get involved. You know, think about what it was like to be a founding mother or father. Grow up and get over it. There were many, many hardships. You couldn't decide to customize everything you wanted exactly right and then pay for it. It wasn't that kind of a world, and I think we've got to get it together and no longer be flabby either in body or in spirit and just get on with it. Get over it and get on with it. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. In case Dickey and crew don't have enough to deal with in the fallout from the 9/11 report, the main investigative committee in the Republican-led House is going to busy itself looking into allegations that Sandy Berger mishandled highly classified documents. Now, remember, this is a probe that's been going on for many months. There have been no charges filed. It looks from the initial reports that I have seen, they were just copies of things. It is an odd story, so I'm reserving my judgment. But the timing of the leak is certainly suspicious. It's malevolent. The administration is hoping to take the heat off of itself. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think the 9/11 report is going to cause open season on the White House. There is a sign of the times here that is really troubling, and let me share it with you. There is the kids' sweatshirts and coats are now being manufactured in knife-resistant fabric. Can you believe that? Sweatshirts and coats for kids being manufactured in knife-resistant fabric. Okay. For those of you who think the universe is a lot safer because Dickie's in office, 303-382-1150. Also, it's being reported that Fahrenheit 9/11's impact, it continues to worry Republicans. Now, this surprises me because I was over at Chez Artis the other night, and they say that the traffic has fallen off for Fahrenheit 9/11. It's playing there over on Colorado. Republicans initially dismissed Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore movie, the one that got Linda Ronstadt hot-footed out of the Aladdin Hotel Casino in Vegas. Republicans initially dismissed Fahrenheit 9/11 as a cinematic spree that would play mostly to inveterate Bush bashers. 4 weeks and $94 million later, the film is still pulling in moviegoers at 2,000 theaters around the country, making Republicans nervous as it settles into the American mainstream. I'm not sure if it moves voters, said one GOP consultant, but if it moves 3 or 4%, it's been a success. Two senior Republicans closely tied to the White House said that the movie from Michael Moore is seen as a political headache because it has reached beyond the Democratic base. Independents and GOP-leaning voters are likely to be found sitting beside those set to revel in its depiction of a clueless president with questionable ties to the oil industry. Clueless. I mean, 9/11 gets hit, and he sits there for 7 more minutes reading My Pet Goat to kindergartners in Florida or first graders, whatever grade they were in. Our president, because nobody told him what to do, and he didn't know what to do. And those of you who think he's strong, he's really weak. He got talked into a war. He doesn't even know anything about anything. He's incurious. And this is a guy who's hardly been to Europe before he became president. The family could have afforded it. The family was widely traveled. Remember, the old man had been living in China as a one of our, I don't know what he was, an ambassador or something. And he and Barbara were living in China for a while. Remember that? And I think the kids came over to see him maybe once or twice. But Dickie hardly had traveled anywhere. He didn't know who anybody was. He isn't interested in the details of governing. He just likes being president. He thinks that that's really a nice job. He likes that. And so, when 9/11 hits, and he's sitting there reading My Pet Goat to these kids, he just continues reading because he doesn't know what to do. And nobody is there to tell him what to do. 303-382-1150. For these reasons, and because 9/11 hit on his watch, he ignored people telling him that this could happen. He absolutely ignored it. And I think that's bad enough. A little bit understandable, because nobody could have envisioned, although he got daily briefings saying Osama bin Laden, the PDB of August 6th, Osama bin Laden set to strike inside the U.S. Still in all, once it happened, he had the responsibility to really shore up this country, to tighten up our defenses as well as he could, and they have done virtually nothing. The best we've gotten is a huge bureaucracy, a consolidation that Bush initially opposed, called Homeland Security, and the only reason he did it is that Lieberman and other Democrats were pressing for it, so he had to jump on the bandwagon. It's a huge bureaucratic, in some ways a boondoggle, I think, and the best that has come out of it is a color-coded system, and you should get tarps and duct tape and, have some fresh water. It's just the same advice that you got in California for earthquakes, and we had a lot of earthquakes in California. Always have fresh water around. Always have canned foods around. Have a radio that's working, a portable radio, either hand crank or transistor or something that you can do with batteries or whatever it is. Have that so that you can get reports about what's going on. That's the kind of advice we always got in California. Because of earthquakes, because of emergencies. 303-382-1150. But I believe that the Bush administration there should be more blame on it. It is more culpable here than the Clinton administration, by far. And I wonder why people are not more awake to their own good. Teresa calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. It's Teresa Masterton from last night. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for inviting me last night. I really had a great time, and you have a great group of people.
Oh, thank you. And I was calling to thank you. We had so many people come out from Highlands Ranch, a little bit for some other areas, but they also filled out all the volunteer forms, and that was just amazing.
Really?
Yes, yes. And they handed them back, so they didn't want to remain anonymous.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's wonderful.
I did want to mention something that someone said last night at the meeting, and as you were just mentioning, talking about the 4 years that Dickey could possibly be in office and the fact is about those spots that are going to be coming on the Supreme Court, and it's not going to be 4 years. We're talking 30-plus years.
Decades.
Till these people drop dead, that they're going to be in office. So he's going to be remaining a long time. So this is important. We need to get him out of office.
We do, and I did say it earlier, Teresa, but for people who think it's a choice between Tweedledee and Tweedledummer, or Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, the actual fact is that even if you can't get your head around either one of the candidates, think judicial appointments.
Right.
And it isn't only the Supreme Court appointments. You're talking about federal appointments as well.
Right. And I did want to say something about John Kerry. I was not a John Kerry fan. I was lucky enough to see him at the rally when he was here in Denver last time. And the two words that I never thought I would use in a sentence with him is charismatic and inspiring.
He is. I've heard him talk, and people say, oh, you know, he's kind of wooden. You know what he is? He's subtle. He's complicated. He's really he's smart, and he's interesting to listen to. He's somebody you'd like to go out with, I think, or know, or have as a friend.
Right. Very personable. And I encourage people, go on the Internet if you want to know where he stands on issues. Read about him. Don't just go the little 10-second clip that the local news station will show you, or even CNN doesn't show enough. But he's a great candidate.
And I want to say something else that emerged from the meeting last night, and somebody suggested it, and I think it's excellent. One of the things that the conservatives do, if you just burp, they're right on you. They're writing letters to the editor part of the newspaper. They're calling the networks. They're calling the radio stations. They're trying to jack around the debate, the agenda for the debate. And very often they're successful in doing it. And Democrats don't do it, and liberals don't do it to the same extent. Like Michael Moore said, and I quoted him badly last night, you know, they sleep till 11, and they get up and have a latte, and then they figure out how they're going to spend the rest of the day. So I think people have to be encouraged to write letters to the editor to demand that some of the issues be covered that aren't being covered, or if the coverage is slanted, to make that point. And somebody said, and I don't know who it was, said that I'm the liberal media. And I like that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, you are, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Our queen.
Thank you, Therese. I appreciate that. You guys gave me a great, you guys really honored me with your response, so thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot. And am I going to be at your event
the Fiesta, September 18th, and also Gary Hart's going to be blessing us with his presence as well. That's great you have him on today.
Yeah, we have him on today, and this is the Fiesta. It's September 18th, and tell us what it is again.
This is the Douglas County Democrats' large fundraiser, and it's at the Hilton on Orchard and I-25.
Okay.
And it starts at 6 p.m.
And what am I doing? Am I the MC?
You're going to be the MC for the evening, and we're going to have Ken Salazar will be there as well, Gary Hart, and I'm working on getting other candidates to get booked as well. So it'll be a full night, and we've got a silent auction as well and some dancing, and it'll be fun.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
So any information that anybody needs is go to douglasdemocrats.org, and they can get the information.
Perfect. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Joe, calling from Boulder, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I am a first-time listener, and, you know, to the comment you just made a little bit ago, I have to agree that you are the liberal media, as far as I'm concerned, at least.
There isn't any liberal media, is the truth of it. Everybody says, oh, it's the liberal media. There isn't any.
Oh, well, that's an interesting perspective. I actually would say that most media is pretty liberal in my mind.
Well, give me an example.
Oh, well, how about CBS and Dan Rather?
How is it that they're liberal?
About NPR.
Give me an example. Why are they liberal? What makes them liberal?
Well, what I would say makes them liberal, and I guess you can argue about the definition here, but is the perspective or the spin that they put on news.
How do you know they're putting a spin on news?
Well,
how do you know they're not reporting a story honestly? And
5 minutes today.
Huh?
I've only listened to you for 5 minutes today, and I've heard you, call our president of the United States, whether or not you agree with his policies or not. I've heard you call him names.
Slick Willie? But, Joe, may I...
Wait a minute, Joe,
let me just say something to you. Listen for a moment. I'm not CBS. I'm not purporting to be a news organization. I'm doing talk radio, and talk radio is opinion-driven medium. It's not the same thing. So I'm like CBS, and you haven't proven that CBS is biased or that the New York Times is biased.
And when the burger... when the news story broke about Berger taking some of the confidential papers from the congressional vault, Dan Rather, in his news program, not even commentary, but during the news program, you know, called it a perfectly timed, you know, twist of the of a story by the Republican right.
It is true. That is absolutely true. There's no that this is an investigation that has been going on for at least for about 6 months anyway. Why did it get leaked 2 days before the 9/11 Commission report? I mean, if you know how Washington works, you know that there was a lot of malevolence behind it.
That's why I thought CBS was liberal. Okay, and I'm just telling you that.
But that's no example. That's no example of it being liberal. That's an example of it reporting something that actually is the case. Whether Berger was malevolent or he wasn't, whether he stole or he didn't steal, that's yet to be determined. But what Dan Rather reported is actually the truth.
Well, that's fine though, and I'm just respectfully disagree because it's one thing to report the news, and it's another thing, as Dan Rather often does, is to put your own opinion into it. And in this case, call the new, you know, some new information about a news story, call it a well-timed.
It is a well-timed leak. I mean, there's no question about that.
Hold on. No, wait. A well-timed leak by the right.
It is a well-timed leak by the right. It absolutely is. So that is an act. That's a fact.
How do you know that? Well, you tell me that. How do you know that?
Tell me what the point is that you called about, because I did not hear the Dan Rather show, and I know from long experience that people misquote all the time.
I'll get on to my other point, but I just would just say that it amazes me that you won't even acknowledge that a lot of mainstream media will take the liberal versus the conservative.
You have to demonstrate. You're going to have to give me chapter and verse. I'm going to tell you something. Papers, let me finish, please. Papers like the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, those are two papers where the reporting is first class. These are newspapers of record. In the case of the Wall Street Journal, the opinion pages in the Wall Street Journal are way fundamentalist right wing. The opinion pages in the, let's say, Los Angeles Times and the New York Times, New York Times tends to be moderate tilting left. But not the reporting pages. So to call it liberal media, you really are not being specific. You're just using a stereotype. It's like saying all blacks are one thing and all Jews are another and all whites are one thing and all Muslims are something else. So you really haven't nailed it down and you haven't enlightened us in any way. But I think what did you call about actually?
I actually disagree with you there, but I called because of mostly the name calling of President Bush. And your claim that he was responsible for 9/11, that's just
I said his administration is more culpable. I didn't say. Now you misquoted me, Joe. I can't trust your rendition of quotes. You said that I said that he was responsible for 9/11. No, I never said that. I said his administration is more culpable than the Clinton administration. That is what I have said. So please, if you're going to quote me, do so in an accurate way.
Okay, culpable, responsible. You're right. You use culpable.
It is a very different thing.
However,
cut words and they bleed. They don't all mean the same thing.
My point here is, though, and like a lot of liberals, you forget to blame this on the people who actually did it. And that's the 9/11 terrorists.
Oh, no, I haven't forgotten them, but I wonder what our response has been.
I need the finger pointing, but my whole problem with the whole 9/11 commission and finger pointing is, this does nothing to help us solve the problem. I don't know what, you know, you're trying to use 9/11 as a political.
All right, so what should we do to solve the problem? If you were running the country, what should we do to solve the problem? I agree with you. We need to solve the problem.
But the point I called about. The point I called about is that the finger pointing that you do to try to unseat President Bush is just trying to turn 9/11 into a political football. You're not addressing.
Has he made the country safer?
I believe he has.
How? What's your evidence?
We had, Have we had any terrorist attacks?
We didn't have one before either, so it's not a very good argument. How are we safer? Give me some specific. Give me some. Joe, you called up to tell me there's a liberal media. You have no evidence. You've already misquoted me, so I assume you've also misquoted Dan Rather. How are we safer? Tell me.
Okay, we'll have to agree to disagree on those previous things, but
oh, yeah, when I caught you out, we're agreeing to disagree. All right, how are we safer? Joe.
You have an advantage because you're the host of the show here. But for one example, we have cut off a lot of the funding for the terrorist organizations. We have a lot of the lead people in the terrorist organizations either on the run or in custody.
Wait a minute. We've got ports. We've got zillions of miles of ports, and we have enough Coast Guard the size of the New York City Police Department. That's who's patrolling our millions and millions of miles of shoreline, for example. And in ancient vessels, is that made us more safer? Do we have people guarding our nuclear facilities, our water? Are we do we have that going on?
We do have people guarding nuclear facilities.
Yeah,
We have more people guarding. How you're trying to twist things? You asked me why.
All right, well, they've cut off the funding, and we have all the terrorists. So therefore, nobody should be dying in Iraq, right?
Hold on a second. I said
we have all the terrorists, all the top terrorists, and we've cut off their funding. So how come we have almost 1,000 dead in Iraq of our military? You tell me.
Wow, you're like confusing two way different sides.
I'm asking you, how are we safer?
You talked about, are we safer here in the United States?
Yeah, are we safer? Palpably safer. Nobody's inspecting the containers that come in. Nobody's doing much in the way of port checks. We don't have much in the way of guarding our shoreline. We have an ancient fleet of vessels, and it's the Coast Guard, and you got like, you know, one person doing millions of miles. I mean, how are we safer? You're telling me they cut off the funding, and we have all the top terrorists, so now we can breathe easy, okay? Is that it, Joe?
No, the bottom line is you don't want a real discussion. You just want someone that can raise an issue so you can talk over me. You asked me to give you an example.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see how we're safer.
I gave you two examples of what.
We cut off the funding and we got all the top terrorists. So now we're fine. We're going to be all right now.
No. Wait a minute. I didn't say that we were safe.
Oh, well, you said it made it safer.
But now, do you want to talk about the definition between safe and safer then?
No. How are we? I want to hear how we're. I want to hear Joe how we're safer. How we're safer? Give me two examples. We cut off the money. We're cutting off some of the charitable funding. And have we gone after Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the 19 hijackers held passports? Have we done that?
Help me understand why you don't understand my two examples.
Because they're pretty much irrelevant. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You're right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are moving higher at this hour. Right now, the Dow is up by almost 13 points and NASDAQ by about 14 and a half. Stocks have been dancing on both sides of the 10,000 mark, at least the Dow has been, most of the day. One possible reason is the release of the closely watched index of leading economic indicators. That gauge of future economic activity declined last month for the first time in more than a year. There are investors' concerns over earnings as well. Today's the heaviest day of second quarter profit reports so far. Shares of Sears Roebuck down more than 2% after the giant department store chain reported profits well below Wall Street expectations. Poor sales of spring clothing, the reason there. Sweeter news, though, from Hershey Foods, posted a 16% jump in profits. That beat the street. And if you bought a salad recently at McDonald's, you did help polish the gleam on those golden arches. The fast food giant saw a 22% jump in second quarter profits, helped by those salads as well as late night hours. Again, stocks moving up now by 15.5 points, the NASDAQ by a little over 14. Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
Best omelet I've ever had. Must take highly developed skills. Skills I could learn. Special ways of cracking the eggs, moving the whisk. Maybe I could take a leave of absence. Just tell the boss I'm devoting myself to the omelet arts.
There's a time to let your mind go wherever it wants. It's called free time. And in the delicious spaces of Hyatt, it's well worth collecting. With Gold Passport's faster free nights, earn a free night at Hyatt Worldwide after every 2 stays when you pay with MasterCard through September 30th. For details, visit goldpassport.com.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Called because of mostly the name calling of President Bush and your claim that he was responsible for 9/11. That's just.
I said his administration is more culpable. I didn't say. Now you misquoted me, Joe. I can't trust your. I can't trust your rendition of quotes. You said that I said that he was responsible for 9/11. No, I never said that. I said his administration is more culpable than the Clinton administration. That is what I have said. So please, if you're going to quote me, do so in an accurate way.
You'll hear more minutes of talk content here per hour than any other Denver radio station. AM 1150 KNRC. More talk, less clutter.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
135 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. In the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Senator Gary Hart, and it's the best guest you can have on a day when the 9/11 Commission report is released. The lines are full. I think there's one line open. Oh, there was one line open, but it will open up. 303-382-1150. If you've never called me before, think about doing it. It's a free phone call. You can affect the dialogue. You might agree. You might disagree. We might cuff each other around, but you will have a hearing. Nancy calling from Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid.
Hi, Nancy.
I was interested in listening to the man. He obviously didn't see the Today Show where Sandy Berger's lawyer was on and explained explicitly how they had an agreement that this would not be go public and that they had all these, you know, agreed that they would just take care of it quietly. And it was really sad to see that it's that noise machine again that, you know, like Brock has written about.
Yeah, we've had David Brock on. Exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm amazed at how many people are just so ill-informed, but most people I talk to just don't want to watch, don't want to hear about it, don't want to vote, and it just aggravates me.
Do you believe, as Joe said, that we're safer because we've cut funding for some of these Islamic charities?
No, and I used to work at Brown's Ferry Nuclear Power Plant in Alabama. They now have a sign out that doesn't say nuclear power plant, but people know where it is. And it's and we have so much waste.
Wait a minute. So to put the terrorists off the track, instead of having a sign that says nuclear power plant in front, it says dog food factory.
I guess so.
Is that it?
Who knows? It blew me away the last time I drove through that area, because I'm originally from Alabama, you can tell by the accent. And I worked there, and they had just whited it out. You know, like it's a green sign, but you don't know the theoretically, you don't know it's a power, nuclear power plant, you know.
Oh, well, see, now there's, okay, here's what we do. Here's what we do. We put signs up in the port that says bus depot or something like that, so people won't know it's a port. Put up a sign by the nuclear power plant that says dog food factory or something like that, and then it'll, you know what, it's gonna, the terrorists, they're not, their English isn't that great anyway, and they won't know where our nuclear power plants are. What an idea.
And it is very frightening, because after having worked in one of those, and that was a federal facility, and seeing what was done to some of the waste to declassify it at one time to get it out. Now, I worked there in the 70s, and there's so much stuff stored there. That is the most frightening thing throughout all the U.S. People do not realize how much, you know, is being stored at these facilities, the waste, because they can't get it out of there. Now, I haven't been there in years, so I don't know, if I'm exactly correct, but I know at the time I worked there, it was stored, because they had to...
So if you could figure out some way to ignite this stuff or put it out into the atmosphere...
It's scary.
It's a tragedy waiting to happen. Is that what you're
saying? It is. Now, like I said, it's still there. They do not operate it as a power plant anymore, but if that's my understanding, there's still stuff stored in just about all of the facilities.
Nancy, I thank you for the call. Thanks very much for calling us. 303-382-1150. Mark in Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. First time caller and welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mark.
How's it going? I was listening to you talk to Joe, I think his name was. You had asked him for some specific examples, you know, if he was in charge, how he could affect the situation to make Americans safer.
Mm-hmm.
In the context of the 9/11 Commission, I think that the body itself and the work that they're doing does have a lot of value in that. Part of our reaction to, you know, 9/11 and to terrorism in general has to be reactionary, and that we have to understand that if people are going to work outside of law, you know, to commit acts of terrorism, these sorts of things, that we do have to have some type of way to protect ourselves from that. But that in and of itself is reactionary. I think what we really
tell me what your point is, Mark.
My point is that what I think we need to do is to take a vested interest from an education standpoint in the perspective of those people who do seek who have so much animosity towards us, you know, namely the Arab world. To find out what it is that...
Well, we're going to give them night classes? Is that the story? Education perspective? Is that the way to protect the country? How about policies that aren't so negative to them? How about that?
Well, that's all included in that. I mean, I think that we should... I think that we need to have a better understanding of how American foreign policy affects people of the Middle East.
Uh-huh. And that's all, then, okay, and that's what you're saying is going to make us safer, Mark? Night classes for the Arab world? I don't know about that. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. Jordan just reminds me we have to do a news break. You're listening to, but that opens up a line, 303-382-1150. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
140, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, and mostly cloudy in 71 now. Coors and Molson are merging. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Pretty rough go on the east side of town this afternoon. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business has the soggy details. Severe weather roaring through the east central part of Denver, also parts of Aurora. Tornado warning up for much of the east Denver area until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Lots of street flooding, particularly along I-70, 48th and Chambers, a report of somebody stranded in the intersection there. Some of the water seems to be subsiding, but use caution and expect lots slower traffic than you would expect to find at this time of day. Also, the airport has put a hold on all incoming and outgoing flights until the weather passes, so best advice there is call your airline ahead of time and don't waste the trip out there if your flight's going to be late. Quest Choice Long Distance for Business, 5 cents a minute, $20 monthly cap, no contracts. Call 1-888-LD-QUEST for more information. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Golden's Adolph Coors Company is merging with Canada's Molson Incorporated. The new company will become the fifth largest brewer in the world. Both companies have faced tough competition from brewing giants like Anheuser-Busch and South Africa's SABMiller. Coors Chairman Peter Coors says that his great-grandfather and Coors founder Adolph Coors would have been proud of the merger. This report brought to you by Pier 1. It wasn't a big secret, but today it became official that Dish Network will carry Avs and Nuggets games from Altitude Altitude Sports and Entertainment. So far, Altitude hasn't made a deal with cable companies, but the COO of Altitude's parent company, Kroenke Sports Enterprises, says they'll make a deal with cable providers like Comcast if the price is right. Less than a year after runway number 6 opened at Denver International Airport, the Federal Aviation Administration is studying a seventh landing strip. DIA has been setting traffic records this year, and the extra runway could make it a magnet for airline growth. Pier 1, it's grand and it's open. Check out the new Pier 1 in Belmar Shopping Center off of Wadsworth Boulevard and Alameda in Lakewood. While you're there, save big at Pier 1's one big sale and clearance up to 50% off. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:42.
Your summer passport for news and information. Identification, please.
Where talk happens. AM 1150 KNRC.
Enjoy your summer.
Remember that little promise you made to yourself to get away from the city and enjoy colorful Colorado this summer? The ski train to Winter Park is your ticket to get away without the hassle of driving. There's no better route to go. Just call 303-296-4754. Then drive downtown to Union Station one Saturday now through August 28th, and you're on your way.
All aboard!
You'll enjoy the mountains and Winter Park's recreational opportunities and be back in time for dinner. Enjoy gorgeous views as you're lulled by the motion of the train. Seniors, large groups, and families enjoy the ski train traveling through scenic wonders of the Flatirons and South Boulder Canyon. You'll encounter rugged alpine wilderness and vistas far from the beaten path. You'll be dropped off directly at the base of the Winter Park Resort, a short walk from all the summer activities, often closer than you can park. Bicycles are welcome, so don't delay. Make your reservations today. Call 303-296-4754 or go to skitrain.com.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, as Steve mentioned, there's a tornado warning for southwestern Adams, western Arapahoe, and east central Denver counties until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy with widespread thunderstorms developing through the afternoon. Heavy rain likely in some spots. Cloudy rain showers likely. Scattered thunderstorms this evening. Rain likely after midnight as well. Maybe some heavy rain as well. Low 50s, the overnight temperature. Cloudy with some areas of fog tomorrow morning. Chance of some rain showers, thunderstorms in the afternoon. Only in the upper 60s for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and 71 now. KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sell your car.
Phil, what is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers in 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car, and we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who will help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people and real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry.
Call Community Classifieds today. 303-279-5541.
Ever wanted to cycle with a Tour de France competitor? On July 24th, join Ron Kiefel from the Kiefel Cycling Hour along with KNRC staff as they hit the road and ride for troubled youth. Don't pass up the chance to test your skills against cycling's elite. Join KNRC at Wheat Ridge Cyclery on July 24th, 3 p.m. for a 20-mile jaunt to Golden. Call KNRC today. Reserve your spot at 303-296-7025. Minimum donation $25 and 100% of all funds raised will go to Lost and Found, Inc., providing troubled youth hope, healing, and a place to grow.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nancy calling from Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Enid.
Hi, Nancy.
I was interested in listening to the man. He obviously didn't see the Today Show where Sandy Berger's lawyer was on and explained explicitly how they had an agreement that this would not be go public and that they had all these, you know, agreed that they would just take care of it quietly. And it was really sad to see that it's that noise machine again. That's...
listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNIC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:47, time to check into the Enid Goldstein Show, 303-322-1150. What we're talking about is, are we safer? The 9/11 Commission report issued today. I think the Bush administration is more culpable. We'll be joined later in the broadcast in the 2 o'clock hour, if all goes well, by Senator Gary Hart. He's coming in on a plane that should have already landed, but we've got a weather situation here, so we'll keep you posted on that. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Longmont. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. Yeah, these little storms are pretty darn severe. Just to clarify, your caller Joe brought up a Dan Rather quote. I listened to the CBS Evening News last night. What Dan Rather said was, some congressional Democrats have charged that this was a conveniently timed release by the Republican right.
You see,
the caller sort of left off the attribution. I'm sure it was unintentional.
Right. That's the point. People call me up with these quotations all the time, and when I'm able to check them, they are often very different from what the actual quotation was. And this is his. This is now why he thinks CBS is, quote, liberal media.
Yeah, because they just take and
I know
times,
he and I know he misquoted me. So
and a lot of times they don't even hear it themselves. They take it off websites from groups, supposed media watch groups like Brent Bazell's groups, who are extremely conservative and who have no compunction about putting that kind of spin and leaving off attribution like that. He brought up a way to solve the terror problem is by, you know, we're safer because we have arrested, or we have captured some of the leaders. You might ask Gary Hart in the next hour, if he can get there, whether we are safer in, even though we arrest some of these leaders, some of the other things we do create 10 enemies for every one we capture.
That's exactly the point. We have going into Iraq has so inflamed the Middle East that a lot of these men and a lot of them don't have jobs and are figuring out what do they want to do with their lives, so they concentrate their anger on the U.S. and they turn themselves into jihadists and terrorists.
And we also go after tangential sources of funding instead of looking at Saudi Arabia, and the reason we don't look at Saudi Arabia is because of the Bush family's ties to it.
Well, and also because of the oil situation for us.
Sure.
So it's a complicated situation. Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate your call.